Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, once again, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the famous, talented, and lovely Amy Turner is here from the Ocean State Theater. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always fun to be here.
Always fun to have Amy with us in the house, and she always brings exciting people with her. Today, we're not sure if he's exciting yet, but we'll find out. Jeff Cantor is here. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too, and I'll try to be exciting.
All right. There you go. Jeff will be playing the part of Clarence in It's a Wonderful Life. And, Amy, I think a lot of people are familiar with the movie It's a Wonderful Life, but maybe not so much the musical, right?
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life is obviously this cherished classic film. So many people have seen it, but honestly, a lot of people actually have never seen it. We've heard that being told to us. There's a lot of adaptations. It's kind of like A Christmas Carol. It fell into the public domain. For folks that don't know what that is, it means you don't have to pay royalties. You can basically take the material. And so there's a radio play. There's a one-man version. There's a couple of different non-musical versions. And if I'm not mistaken, there are four different musical adaptations. Hmm. This that we're doing is a musical. It's a musical adaptation of the movie. And what's really great, and the reason that I chose this particular one, is that it follows the movie very closely and carefully. So if you're familiar with the movie, you're going to recognize it. Absolutely. And the music is just, it's just really wonderful and warm and heartwarming, but honest and true. And I think supports the emotions, the feeling of what we've all grown to love about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which is really a redemption story.
There you go. And for the three of you that don't know who Amy Turner is, she is the artistic director of the theater, as well as the director of this particular production, correct? You're directing?
All true.
All true. All right, let's get to Jeff for a moment, find out a little bit about Jeff. It's his first time here on Conducting Conversations. And Jeff, what part of the country do you hail from?
Well, I'm originally from Florida, so that's the Southern accent. I lived in Southern California, San Diego, for 10 years, so this cold weather's taking a little getting used to, but
well, this is nice. This is perfect weather.
I'm based out of New York City now, so I have been exposed to the cold for 4 years, but
you've been exposed to a lot of things if you're in New York City.
Well, that's true, but I've had my shots, so we're okay.
There you go. So theater part of your longtime background or later in your career?
When I was young, I did theater and I did music, and then when I dropped out of college the first time, I became a professional musician for a while and played in bands, played in Chicago, toured Japan, all this kind of stuff. But I really didn't start doing acting professionally until about 6 years ago. And I had gotten a business degree, gone the whole legitimate route, and then decided, you know what, I never gave acting a try, I'm going to do it. And so this past summer, 6 years ago, was my first professional show. And I've lost count now. This is something like my 35th professional show now, and so it's been wonderful.
I like the part where you said that you went legitimate and now you're in acting.
Yeah, I'm illegitimate now.
All right, well, great to have you here in Rhode Island. Is this your first visit to the state?
It's actually my first time being here other than the auditions that I went to for It's a Wonderful Life. And everybody asks how I like it, and I'm like, well, the inside of the hotel is nice, and the theater's really nice, but I haven't gotten a chance to see much of anything else.
Of course, our process is so fast and furious with just less than 3 weeks from the first rehearsal, for those folks that may not know, to opening night. So it's really once the show opens, we'll get them out.
All right. So the show does open this Wednesday night for previews Wednesday and Thursday, and then the official opening night on Friday night. And then, of course, a talk back with that I'm happy to host on Sunday of the opening of the production. So all of that's coming up this week. So things are going well in rehearsal, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a great group. It's actually the biggest show we've had on the stage since The King and I, if folks remember from our inaugural year.
Right.
And we have the kids, of course. The Baileys have the children. So that's extremely adorable. And they're really crazy talented kids. And we've just been having a great time. This is a musical, but there's so many characters in it. So it's a great group of actors, which is a little bit unusual that there's a lot of people, this is their first musical or their first professional production. And I don't know, everybody's getting along so well. It's a warm, generous cast, and it's been a lot of fun to work on.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get to a piece of music. And, of course, the town where this all takes place is called Bedford Falls, right?
That is true.
And so what a better way to start than with this?
Absolutely. So Clarence is told that he needs, or the Joseph tells Clarence as an angel that he needs to help a man down on earth. And that happens to be our friend George Bailey, who lives in Bedford Falls.
But we're standing straight and tall.
But we're standing straight and tall. You are now in Bedford Falls. It's not like New York City.
But our children have a ball.
Yes, our children have a ball. It's a wonderful life in Bedford Falls.
Avast there, Captain Cook. You got your sea legs yet?
Parlez-vous français? Hey, send us some of them picture postcards, will you, George?
Hey, George, don't take any plugged nickels.
George, are you sure you have to go away for so long? We're gonna miss you here in Bedford Falls.
George, no matter how far you travel, there's nowhere else like Bedford Falls. You'll see.
I'm going crazy in Bedford Falls. In all the years I've been here, no, it hasn't changed at all. I bid farewell to Bedford Falls. I've got to cross the ocean before I climb the walls and say good riddance to Bedford Falls.
There's lots of things to do here
and lots of things to see,
but I've already done them all. There's not enough for me.
Jeff, playing the role of Clarence is kind of monumental to a lot of people because a lot of people, you know, angels, important. And
exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the background of the story and why is Clarence there in Bedford Falls?
Well, Clarence is, in my mind, the central character of the show.
Of course.
Because
it's certainly the most important and the highest paying role.
Oh, is it? No. You know, Clarence is an angel. but he's an angel second class because he hasn't won his wings yet. And the show centers around the story of George Bailey, and really the entire show up until about midway through the second act is the other angels, Joseph and Franklin, showing Clarence what has happened in George Bailey's life to get him to this pivotal moment where he feels like he's lost it all. And then it's Clarence's job to come down to Earth to try to help him and to try to save him, and in doing so, earn his wings. And it's a beautiful story, and I'm amazed, too, at how many people haven't seen the movie. So if you haven't seen it, come see the show, and then you'll want to see the movie. And if you have seen the movie, come see the show, and you want to see the movie again. It's a great show.
There you go. So I imagine, and I can just picture this now, when I get to the theater, you'll be floating down on some kind of wire.
Absolutely. They've got this huge 300-foot crane over the top of the theater, and I'm going to fly in like Peter Pan.
So Clarence was not the smallest of guys, because you're cast for,
yes,
for that. So yeah, so you know.
Well, Clarence doesn't have his wings, so he can't fly.
That's right.
At the beginning,
I'm going to need big wings.
There's actually a joke in the show where he's like, "Hey, let's go up to town," and George says, "Let's go up to town," and George says, "Oh, I'll walk. You fly," and he says, "I can't fly. I don't have my wings yet. That's why I'm here." But I think that, you know, the interesting thing for me anyway, one of the reasons I think this story resonates is because, you know, it opens with a peek into heaven, if you will, and angels. And whether you believe in God or in angels or in a heaven in that traditional sense, this is kind of a humorous take, if you will, because it is literal, the angels talking to each other and helping mankind and all of that. But then it balances sort of that frivolity and fun version of heaven and angels with the reality of how life is on Earth. And I think that's why it resonates with so many people, because everyone's been through something challenging. Mm-hmm. And you watch George be challenged and rise above it, and challenged and rise above it, and challenged and rise above it. And then it all culminates, for the folks that do and don't know the story, it just culminates in this really critical crisis in his life. And he thinks, maybe it would be better if I weren't here at all. And then we see what would life be without each of us. And so it kind of teaches us what our own worth is, and certainly what George's worth is. And ultimately, he has to decide if his worth on Earth, not intended to rhyme, is worthy of life, and how precious is life, and be grateful for the small things and be grateful for love. And it's the perfect holiday message.
I'm getting a little bit misty.
Yeah. Family and love. And it's completely a great show for anyone. You can bring small children, you can bring grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles. It speaks to everyone.
Now, A Wonderful Life is going to be, as a musical, musicals at Ocean State Theater normally draw larger audiences than plays anyway, I would think. So I would suggest, if you're listening to this at home, everybody wants to be out the holidays. This is going to be a great show. So don't sit back and say, I think I'll go to the theater tonight, because a lot of the tickets are gone already. So get your tickets.
It is selling quickly. There's plenty of tickets left. We have a lot of performances, but particularly like our Sunday afternoons, our Saturday afternoons are really filling up very quickly. Mm-hmm. A lot of groups are calling for tickets, whether it be a big family wanting to come and all sit together, or different groups from around the state. So, we don't always say, be sure and get those tickets, but I do think that I would encourage that as well. And we run all the way through the 27th.
Right.
So even, the few days right before the holidays and the few days right after Christmas, there's still some great seating, but the first couple of weeks are getting pretty full.
There's not a bad seat in the house, so that's the good news. But you want to get those tickets, and they can do that how?
Certainly, I send everyone to the website first if they have internet access, and that's oceanstatetheater.org. O-R-G. Information on this show and all the other things that are happening are available there. And our box office opens every day at noon. And they can stop by 1245 Jefferson Boulevard or give us a call 401-921-6800. Our great box office staff will be happy to help you any day after noon. And if you're not on our email list, you may want to call because we're always sending out special deals, too, on certain performances.
Special deals. So call up Tom and get all the information from the box office. And or Laura, right, is now there? Is it?
Kayla.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Tom or Kayla.
Tom
or anyone else that answers the phone. We all pitch in occasionally.
All right. So, Jeff, that's part of what you'll be doing.
They've had me answering the phone all week.
Not really. But let's get to one more piece of music before we take our first break. This is not as performed in the show, I would presume, because I see the artist is James Taylor.
Yeah, so this we didn't bring all the music from the show, certainly, but we do throw in some carols here and there. And so we just brought a wonderful version of Deck the Halls, sung by James Taylor, because Deck the Halls does make an appearance in the show. We thought it would just be fun to have a wonderful holiday version.
We will listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Roll the ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. The blazing you'll be for us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, fa la 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 la. While I tell of yuletide treasure, fa la 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 la. Passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater and Jeff Cantor, who is playing the role of Clarence in It's a Wonderful Life, which is a production starting this week and going to be running through December 27th. So get your tickets by going to the website, and we'll tell you all about that later in the program again. But, Amy, there are other things happening at the theater. They're very exciting. We have cabarets. We have all kinds of stuff going on, right?
December's a great month for anyone that likes music and entertainment. As you said, It's a Wonderful Life is playing December 2nd through the 27th, so basically the entire month. But we have three other activities happening on December 6th. Rhode Island's Ida Zecco is coming back. Now, she almost sold out the house with her show Estrogen and Tonic.
I was going to say Gin and Tonic.
Estrogen and Tonic. Tickets are going very quickly for her. She has a holiday concert. So that's just here in a few days on December 6th. It'll be filled with her normal presentation, a little stand-up, a little cabaret, a little storytelling, a little acting, but great holiday music. Everything you'd want to hear, she's going to be singing. And then our cabaret club, which I know you've talked about on air before, which is a really intimate, we turn the lobby into a very intimate cabaret setting. Diane Carey will be doing our second cabaret club series. That's on December 8th. That's a Tuesday night. We're doing one Tuesday every month. So the really cool thing about the cabaret club is, aside from it being this unique setting, is it's a $12 ticket and the first drink's on the house.
Wow.
So you have to have a reservation.
How does that work? Lose money because my wife buys a glass of wine, it's $15.
We'll be all right. This will be the second one. The first one completely sold out. It's only, I think we have to stop at like 65 tickets. We're already well past halfway to sold out. So if anybody's interested in that, it's a great night. That'll be once a month. And then our Family Fun Fest kicks off with, I love this show, Yes Virginia. So a lot of people know Yes Virginia. There is a Santa Claus, a great Macy's story. It was from the early 1900s where a little girl asked the newspaper, was there a Santa Claus? It'll feature our teen company, and it kicks off the Family Fun Fest Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on December 12th. And again, a great way to introduce kids to the theater. Every ticket is $10. No drinks for the kids.
They can have a glass of water.
But it's a great thing to bring your grandchildren to or your children. And it is a musical version of that. And then, of course, we have five other shows planned for our Family Fun Fest. So come and see Yes Virginia. And you'll really leave with the holiday spirit.
What a deal. Now, Jeff, as far as coming to the Ocean State Theater in your first production, the other productions you've done around the country, are they pretty much similar in size when you deal with regional theaters? Or is this, to me, this is like the perfect theater, so I'm prejudiced. So I'm just looking for an outsider's first impression.
It's a really nice space, and I would say that, you know, working regionally, it varies. Sometimes you're in a smaller space. Sometimes you're in an outdoor type space, especially during the summer for summer stock. I've done a national tour where we were in a big tent a la Cirque du Soleil with, I think it seated 3,000 people. And I did Annie out in Long Beach with Andrea McCardle, and that was in a 3,000-seat auditorium as well. So, you know, it really varies. But the space here is beautiful. It's new. I went and saw Around the World in 80 Days there on a Saturday, and you're right, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, it's amazing. I purposely have sat in a very corner back row, and it's just as easy to hear and see, and it's great. There is not a bad seat in the house, so that's a good thing. It's a large cast, as Amy mentioned, so I think like 27 or 26 other people you have to deal with.
Right.
Everybody,
they have to deal with me.
They have to deal with you. All right. Because you're the boss angel, right?
Well, that's what they say. I'm really not the boss angel. I'm like the low angel on the totem pole.
But you're
the lowest angel has to be above the highest
boss,
human, right?
Right?
Well, now that's true. And I think I will make that point at rehearsal.
Well, speaking of rehearsal, only a couple days left. The show opens on Wednesday, and everything hopefully is falling into place as it always does. And Amy, is it difficult with so many children involved? Like the King and I, you had, I don't know, like 20 kids, it seemed.
Well, fortunately, they didn't have as many children as the King of Siam, so we don't have quite the number of kids. These kids are great. I mean, they really are. They're so enthusiastic. They're spot on the money. They have a pivotal scene. They are really part of one of the most pivotal scenes in the entire production. So there's a lot riding on these kids, and boy, they're just stepping up to the challenge. And it's kind of when George has his meltdown, and again, there's so much people we can all relate to. I mean, as a parent, we've all been frustrated. Our kids are just being kids, and we're going through something so adult, and that's what happens. And you know, he lets some of the kids have it in a way that's not fair. Again, we all can deal with that. So we did have fun rehearsing that, and I would say, okay, okay, ready? Brace yourself. He's going to yell at you. And then Kevin Cerrone, who's playing George Bailey beautifully, and he'd say, more? And I'd say, yeah, give it to him. You know, he's like, all right, hang on. So we had a lot of fun with the kids. And when we get to these long rehearsals, we just find a nice place for them to color or build something or get on their, of course, they all have iPads now and whatnot. So it works out really well. It's right. The costumer that goes a little nuts because not only is it a big cast, but many of the actors play multiple parts. So getting the costumes all in order is a big task.
I don't think
you
have any right to talk about multiple parts. I mean, just finished Around the World in 80 Days.
Well, certainly. Okay, so five actors played, and I actually counted it to the T after the production was built. I think it was 41 characters. We said 37, but when you put in all the little tiny things here and there. So probably these 27 actors are playing 41 characters.
Yeah,
probably not even that much. Probably more like 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And bringing back a local set designer, Katrine Hex, and she's been gracing our stage before. She did Dial In for Murder, and David Sexton, our lighting designer, who did Les Mis gorgeously, among many other things. So it's a strong team. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music. This one's called Christmas Eve.
And indeed, this is how we start Act Two. It is Christmas Eve, and the town is celebrating.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jeff, getting back to you and the cast, are there any members of the cast that you've had the privilege of working with before, or is this all new to you?
You know, I have not worked with any of the people that are in the cast before. I know one of the people that's in the cast, Peter Tedeschi, who plays Mr. Potter. We're what I call audition friends. Like, we know each other from doing the rounds down in New York, but yeah, I've never had the pleasure of working with them before, so they're all new to me.
Excellent. Well, that should be interesting. And Amy, as far as the cast, we always know there's a mix because you're a professional theater of equity actors and non-equity. There's a certain percentage that has to be there, but I would imagine the children are all pretty much local, correct?
That's true. Local, including Massachusetts.
Okay.
So we do kind of carve out a bigger area for that. But the kids had a separate audition. They all came in and won our hearts and souls. And actually, this is interesting because it is such a big cast and there's so many parts. We have a few more equity contracts. The ratio is a little larger in this show. But it is fun to mix everybody together. And I think that energy serves us well. And of course, my goal is always to just get the best person to do the job, regardless of what that is. But a lot of people sort of being stretched outside of their normal boundaries, but I love it. That's part of what's so much fun.
You haven't gone to that boundary, though, where the best man for the job is a woman yet.
No, we haven't. You know, and it's an interesting question. And I think that my personal sort of belief of that is it doesn't matter until it matters.
Right.
And I think that we actually embrace non-traditional casting more than a lot of theaters, but haven't really crossed the gender non-traditional casting like some other theaters have. You know, as far as whether it be ethnicity or race, although we do have a female mayor in this show, and she came to me and said, would there really be a female mayor? And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter in this. So it's not a statement.
So you've done it now.
We're not making a statement. And actually, it doesn't say that the mayor is a man, you know. So right. It's fun to just play that. And that's kind of how I always approach things is get the best person for the job, tell the story, hopefully the way that the author intended it to be told. But don't worry so much about it unless it's an issue. That's our approach.
Well, there you go.
I'm very non-traditional because I'm not really an angel.
Oh, well, see that? That's I thought it was typecasting.
No.
His halo broke.
It was revoked, actually. But.
I'm sure they can get you a new halo.
Sure.
We'll work on that in the prop department. This next group that's going to perform for us is in my area now.
You know all about them. You want to introduce the song?
No, go ahead. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, so once again, we're just bringing an interesting version of a classic carol, and this is Pentatonix, which you know because they're an a cappella group, one of the best in the world, and an important song for many reasons that finds its way into this particular version is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
All right, we will listen to Pentatonix and then take a short break and be back with more of the Jeff and Amy Show.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Sing.
Hark, the herald.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater and Jeff Cantor, who is playing the role of Clarence in It's a Wonderful Life, the production that opens this week at the theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, just a stone's throw from the state airport. There you go. We'll cover ticket information and website in the next segment, but right now, just want to talk to Amy about Music Initiative Program and the fact that there will be a live orchestra playing for this musical, correct?
Correct. Led by John J. Espino, a friend of the theater. He's actually a California guy, so we bring him in specifically for certain shows. And he was our musical director for The King and I, and he was also our musical director for Les Mis. So this guy knows what he's doing.
There
and he'll take a small but mighty a group of professional musicians and adapt the orchestration just for us.
Great. Now, Jeff, do you have any singing to do in this show?
I do. I actually get to sing three songs, so I'm very excited about it.
Excellent. All right. So we'll be looking forward to that. We ran a little bit long in the first two segments, so I'm going to ask Amy to quickly cover other events, the other shows coming to the theater, and then we'll get to another piece of music.
So after we're done with our holiday festivities, we're going to be opening in January a very, very funny show, Breaking Legs. It's going to be directed by Fred Sullivan Jr., back in the director's seat for us.
How you doing?
About a playwright who goes to visit a family that runs an Italian restaurant and asks them to finance his play. So once these Italians decide that they want to be part of Broadway, that's where the hilarity ensues for their investment. And then 1776, I am so excited about this show. It has definitely gotten the most buzz. So absolutely, if you've never seen the show, get your tickets now. Couldn't think of a better time to remind every single citizen of the United States how our country began. This is an important topic that's being discussed. It's a beautiful adaptation. And then we will do The Miracle Worker. Of course, the story that is so inspiring about Annie Sullivan teaching Helen Keller how to speak and sign and really create a way for people with different abilities to communicate. And then we'll close with Cole Porter's Anything Goes, as I like to say. Tap dancing, showgirls, sailors, costumes, every song you've heard of before put into a package and on board a cruise ship, and just so much fun and a wonderful way to end our season.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that one. As you know, I'm a tap dance guy.
Yeah.
I just love that part because I can't
showgirls and sailors tap dancing. Come on.
There you go. What could be better than that? We have a piece of music called We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Again, not exactly the way it'll be performed in the show, but certainly by a group that most people are familiar with, Celtic Woman, right?
That's right.
Here we go.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So bring us pudding, bring us pudding, bring us pudding and a cup of good cheer.
End of another Conducting Conversations program. And Jeff, I want to thank you for coming in, spending time with us tonight. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
I'm certainly looking forward to the show and looking to see if your halo has been restored.
Well, I'm just hoping I get my wings.
All right. I hope that all works out for you. And Amy, as always, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you bring to the table. And we have one more time. We'll give people phone number and website information.
Yep. So the box office opens every day at noon. Give us a call at 401-921-6800. We'll be glad to help you out in any way we can, or visit the website oceanstatetheater.org. O-R-G.
All right. And one more piece of music. And what better way to end than with the title of the show, It's a Wonderful Life, right?
That's right. This is actually the finale of the entire play, and without giving away the ending, I think that we can safely say that it is agreed it is indeed a wonderful life.
We will see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Quiet. Now, this is from London. Mr. Gower cables you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Hello, George. How are you?
Harry. Harry!
Mary, it looks like I got here too late.
Mary, I got him here from the airport as quickly as I could. The fool flew all the way up here in a blizzard.
Harry, what about your banquet in New York?
Oh, I left right in the middle of it as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Folks, let's hear it from my big brother, George Bailey, the richest man in town.
You don't need a castle to feel like a king. You just need a place to call your own.
Together, together. And thank God that you're not alone. You just need a place to call home.
Say, George, the sergeant said I could give the whole pot to you this year.
Merry Christmas.
Gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled.
Christ is born.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.